worst story you've ever read. I'm your host, Cameron Lindsay, and each week I hope you'll join me to hear a story that sucks. A tale that is so terrible, an adventure so awful, that it's great. This week I will be reading a single story. As always, the author's original intent has been maintained as much as possible. So without further ado, here is The Greatest Science Project Ever by Always Going Up. Three, two, one.
Surprise!
Everyone yelled as they jumped out from the bushes and trees at the same time. You got me again! Clive yelled, smiling at the people who were more or less his friends. All day they had been jumping out of various places, trying, and often failing, to surprise him. It was only very tedious. That makes 34 surprises and 11 failed attempts, remarked Stacy to the group behind her. Anyway, that's a wrap. Thanks everyone for helping us make the greatest science fair project ever! Clive didn't really get the point for the so-called greatest science fair project ever, or GSFPE, but Stacy had asked him to do this, to be the subject, so of course he had agreed.
Stacy, what exactly are you trying to discover here? So far, my only idea is how often the average man yells or number of times you can jump out in front of someone before they get angry.
You're so goofy, said Stacy. You know I can't tell you yet. That would ruin the outcome of the study. Clive nodded. He was so goofy.
I'll find out eventually, I guess.
She smiled. I suppose so. Despite my best efforts to keep it a secret.
When is the science fair anyway?
24 hours later, at the science fair.
And welcome to the Springfield Annual Science Fair. We have a number of great experiments to share with you. So look around, and we will be speaking with you again when it is time for the main event,
announced a voice through the PA. Clive walked between the exhibits. Some seemed very impressive, like how to hack into a Russian spy satellite. Others seemed fairly awful, such as the science of the perfect kebab. He finally was able to weave his way over to Stacy's display.
Why isn't there anything here?
Clive asked while looking at Stacy's empty table. That's a surprise. Just a bit more time and you will understand everything, said Stacy with a smirk. Clive was angry now and stomped away after throwing his hands in the air. Stacy looked directly into a security camera across the gymnasium and mouthed the words, "It's time." Beams of light suddenly shot down from the ceiling. Clive stood awestruck as people emerged from the beams, people identical to the people who had jumped out of the bushes at him 24 hours earlier. They all started chanting his name and drawing in on him in a circle. The other people at the fair joined too, and he suddenly realized that everyone there was someone he had wronged in his past. He was trapped now, as they made a tight circle around him and blocked all points of escape. Stacy's voice came over the PA.
Do you understand now, Clive?
Not really, to be honest,
Clive managed, hopefully not revealing that he had peed all over himself.
That's quite disappointing, Clive, Stacy's voice boomed. Then again, you were so easy to surprise. Maybe suggest something about your intelligence.
I was only pretending to be surprised,
he yelled back. The yelling had been a mistake. He had pooped himself, too, and it was really audible to everyone standing around him. There was a silence then, and a hole opened up to reveal Stacy standing there. She started clapping. Everyone started clapping. Clive had no idea what was going on. A giant banner unfurled over the main stage reading, "The Greatest Science Project Ever, a surefire method to make a man poop himself." It was the longest banner Clive had ever seen. That was The Greatest Science Project Ever by Always Going Up.
And now time for the part of the show where we bring on a special guest to talk about the story we've just heard. This week, we're going to do things a little bit differently. If you've been listening to the show, you might recall that I'm in the process of looking for a new producer for the show. So, this week I decided to have interviews for the producers as part of our show, and for them to be our special guests. We didn't have many people apply for the job. In fact, I only have 3 applicants. But they're all sitting outside in my living room right now. So, we're just going to go ahead and bring the first one in, and have them talk about the story that we just heard, and then I'll make my decision based on that. So, we actually have our first producer, applicant, in here in the closet with me. Applicant, why don't you go ahead and tell us your name and a little bit about yourself.
Well, sure. Thank you, Cameron. My name is Cam Pappy Cam. Well, I just saw a flyer about this when I was walking around, and I figured I might be a good person to produce your show. I'm a long-time listener to the best stories. I like it a lot. I think it's really funny. Is that good? Do I need to say anything else?
No, Cam Pappy Cam, that's plenty. Thanks for all of that. I'm glad you're here. You're a listener. That's definitely definitely a huge benefit for your application. So, well, I can't say I'm really prepared. I'm sorry about that. But I figured maybe tell us what you thought about this story, the greatest science project ever by Always Going Up.
I thought the story could have been improved in a number of ways, but I thought that the bad parts of it were what made it particular quite funny. Always Going Up, it sounds like something you might name a rocket ship, I guess. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, not exactly, but that's okay. We can move on. Well, Cam Pappy Cam, here's an important thing, actually. Since you're a longtime listener of the show, you might recall back in Lexington, when we were recording in Kentucky, we had a cast, and they helped us do voices and sound effects. We make all of our own sound effects in-house for the stories. So it would be really great if you could give us a couple of examples of voices you can do or sound effects. So let's just come up with a phrase or a sentence that you can say. How about that dog, get it off my head? And just say that maybe in a couple of different voices. And then maybe do some sound effects for us. Just tell us what they are before you do them. Or maybe don't. I mean, maybe we could guess. That could be pretty fun.
Some voices. Okay. And sound effects.
Right.
All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, I've got a good one. So, did that dog get it off my head? All right. Here's a voice for you. That dog, get it off my head! So there's that one, which I think is particularly telling of perhaps a pre-teenager getting a dog off his head. Or, I can do some national accents, too. Well, I say, get that dog off of my head. That was meant to be in English.
Well,
that's about all the voices I've got, but I've got a few sound effects, too, that I can probably make. Here's the sound of strawberries being picked from a cherry picker that is not... that has not been initiated. A clump. Floomp? She just... Hmm. That's what strawberries sound like when you pick them. And, well, I guess to wrap things up, I've got this, this sound, which is, the sound of a, motion picture camera, running around the reels while recording, like an opera of sorts.
Oh.
And cut. Is that good? Yeah.
Wow, okay. Camp Happy Cam, that was something. That was interesting. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to make any judgments, with you, while we're in the closet. I try to make this a judgment-free zone, so, I'll reserve my judgments until after this, interview, if that's okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, Camp Happy Cam, how about, you're familiar with our theme music, which is provided by our old producer, Dustin Jones, who, unfortunately, is away on, an expedition, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm just thinking maybe it would be interesting if our new producer provided us with a jingle or kind of like some parting words or some introductory comments, maybe a little tune that you have in your mind. Is there anything that you could provide us with that you think might be good for the show?
Well, thank you for asking that question, Cameron. Yes, I do have a pleasant little doodad that I can prepared for just such a circumstance. And I should I just sing it here, or do I need to bring in some musical toys or
no.
Instruments of any sort like that? Should I just do it a cappella?
No, yeah, a cappella is fine. Yeah, just, whenever you're ready, I guess let us hear it. I'm excited to hear what you come up with.
This is, a musical pastiche in the style of, I think you'll get where it's from. Sorry, let me just get my tune correct here. Here, far, wherever you are, listen to the best worst story you've never read. What'd you think?
Oh, wow, Camp Happy Cam. That was really something. Very impressive. Your vocal range is astounding, actually. I really didn't know that you could get that high with such a whistle in your voice. So, why don't I move on to the next applicant, and I'll get back to you. I'll let you know what I think. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You do. So do I just,
you can let yourself out.
All right, I look forward to hearing from you.
Listeners, it's just us again before the next applicant gets in here. And I just wanted to say, Camp Happy Cam is really sweet, and I think he would make a great candidate, but he would make a great producer. You can't tell based on the audio, but Camp Happy Cam actually has a large metal plate on the back of his head, and so we had to disengage the magnets for him to even get inside of the entire apartment. So I'm not sure that one's going to work out, but anyway, I think the next interviewee is ready. Well, they should be in here, they might already be out there. Let me check. Hello. Listeners, this is a little unorthodox, but Well, here, just a second. So, listeners, we've got our next interviewee in here. This is, well, I mean, it appears to be an empty box of tricks, the cereal, but interestingly, this box of tricks is animate. It is a speaking, functioning box of tricks. Apparently, has quite the resume that I was looking over earlier. You had written down you prefer to be called Refern, right? Refern. Mr. Cereal Box. Refern. Refern. Listeners, I have recently realized that this is actually not an animate box of cereal. The animate box of cereal was Wheaties. This is just my box of tricks that I was eating in my room. I'm actually not sure where the other candidate is. So I guess they will not be getting the job. So why don't we just move on to our last interviewer, our last interviewee. I believe our next one is Brian Dickman. Let's get him on in here. All right, our next interviewee is Brian Dickman.
Hello.
Welcome. We've had some pretty fierce candidates so far, so I don't mean to make you nervous or anything, but it should be pretty easy. I'm just gonna ask you, I guess, a couple of questions. You got a chance to read the story, "The Greatest Science Project Ever."
Yes.
By Always Going Up. Well, what did you think of the story?
It was, you know, terrible, I guess. You know, the best science fair project never, I would say.
Oh, I like that word. I like that wordplay.
Thank you.
We use that wordplay in the name of the podcast.
Actually. Really?
Yeah. The best word story you've never read instead of ever read.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have researched a little more before coming to this job interview.
You didn't do any research?
None whatsoever.
Oh. Well, what do you know just based on nothing, I guess? What do you know about us based on nothing?
I thought this was an interview for a different podcast.
Oh.
What
podcast?
The best story you've ever read.
No, that's not us.
Yeah, I know that now.
It's recorded next door.
Ah, that explains it.
Yeah. I think they already found their producer, though, actually.
Well.
Sorry.
Well, I have a lot riding on this interview, then.
Yeah, for sure. Just to remind you, this is not a paid position at all. It comes with no benefits. And
good.
Really won't look good on future job applications. So,
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. I guess with your comments on the story, and your comments on the podcast itself, the other things that we have, involved are with the podcast, or with this interview rather, are, you wouldn't know this, but, we sometimes have a cast of people that help us read stories, and do voices and everything. I can only do so many voices. And they help us do sound effects, because all of our sound effects are done here in-house, in closet, in this instance. Yeah. It would be great for our new producer to be able to do some voices and some sound effects as well. So, do you have anything? If you just want to, I guess, tell us what the voices you're doing are, and maybe the sound effects. And we've been using a standard phrase for every voice that we have the interviewee do, which is, "That dog, get it off of my head." So just whatever voice you're using, just if you wouldn't mind using that sentence.
Okay. 1 second here to get my larynx prepared.
Yeah, take your time.
head! And that was a character I've been developing for some time.
Hmm.
The name is in flux between...
In flux?
Yeah, that's not the name.
No.
The name is out of flux, actually. So, and it's out of flux.
Oh, I see.
That's the name.
Right.
It's kind of a joke.
Oh. Is that all?
Would you want more than one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, no. I didn't that's expect a, more than one.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Do you have any sound effects that you were going to do?
Yeah, I have at least one sound effect.
Oh.
It goes a little something like this. Pew, pew.
Oh, what was that?
That was a gun.
Hmm. Any particular type of gun?
A bullet gun.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other sound effects?
Boy, you're expecting a lot from this interview.
Well, I mean, this is the best worst story you've never read. Not that piece of garbage that.
Yeah, they're much more lax over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, it's fine. It's oh.
Does that count?
That's, what was that?
That was a nervous man clears throat.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. I could think of a lot of applications for that, actually.
Oh, good.
Some of the sound effects that we do are a little bit more obscure, more involved. Say, for example, a sound effect might be something like snake sees weasel across distance and hisses frustratedly, turns into chuckle. So that might be like something like, do you have anything that could, do you think you would be able to make something like that? Like if I gave you something, would you be able to come up with a sound effect right now?
I think I probably could.
Okay. Yeah. Would you mind trying?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well then on to the next question. Well, oh. I remember. So our old producer, Dustin Jones, who is away on, not a tryst per se, but anyway, he recorded our theme music, and I thought it would be really great if our new producer would be able to do a jingle or a tune, a little doodad of some sort.
Oh.
Do you have anything that you might be able to use for this?
I'm sure I can come up with something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What was the name of the podcast?
The Best Worst Story You've Never Read.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Maybe something like... Do-do-do-do-do, the best worst story you've never read. You've got nothing better to do. Hey, why not? I don't know, that's your own business, but maybe you could, like, read a book or something instead.
Oh, wow, yeah. Wow, that was pretty catchy, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
It's practically already stuck in my head. Huh. Well, I'm trying to, that's the really all of the questions for the main part of the interview, but this is going really well, I have to let you know.
Yeah, I think so, too. To brag a little.
So, I guess just to give you a general sense of what a producer would be doing for the show, while I sit in the closet and the guest is in here with me, the producer would, keep the animal-human hybrids from banging on the walls and the windows and stuff.
Yeah, I noticed quite a few of those coming up. Yeah,
they are. They're getting a little bit antsy right now. Well, it's almost full moon, so... Wow. And mostly you'd just be sitting on my bed in the room, not touching anything.
Naturally.
Yeah. Other than that, helping with voices, as I said, in the sound effects. Helping us find stories from the internet. We're always looking for new stories. That's about it, I guess.
Does that sound doable to you? Do you think that's...
Yeah, I think that's doable.
Okay.
Preferable, even.
Preferable. I'd say. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that was the answer I would have preferred to hear. So, yeah.
Wordplay.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't want to go ahead and say you have the job. But
you could.
But I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. How about this? Let's play a game real fast.
Oh, okay.
I've got this giant wheel here, right?
Yes.
So, there's a button next to you that you can push to spin the wheel. You can spin the wheel with your hand. Oh. You can... when you walked in, if you remember, I gave you that little chocolate chip, right?
Right.
And you put it in your nose, right? If you take it out of your nose now, it'll activate the wheel.
I ate it
already. Okay. That's okay. That's all right. It's not really edible. It actually wasn't a chocolate chip.
But... tasted pretty good, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you can choose. You can just push the button or spin the wheel yourself then, whichever you want.
Okay.
And it'll land on a game, and then we'll play whatever it is.
Oh, I was wondering where this was leading up to.
Right. Yeah, I guess it's confusing. It is pretty dark in here. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just press this button then.
All right. And the wheel is spinning. So yeah, this just takes a second. It'll land on a game. We'll play that game. And some of these have to do with the story. Some of them don't. It looks like it has stopping now. It's on Connect the Dots. Yeah, this is a game that we play where we take a theme from the story and kind of do quick recall. I'm not really sure what this is called. It's a psychological term where... like, one person says a word and the other person says something that they think relates to it.
Yeah, like word association, maybe?
Yeah, word association. There we go. Okay, so what we're going to do is basically, I'm going to say a random... well, we need to figure out what the theme of the story was.
Yes.
Do you just want to say it on three? I think we both know.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three. Adultery.
Sandwiches. Ugh.
Oh. Well, I think adultery sandwiches is probably pretty close. So why don't we just use adultery sandwiches as the theme?
Okay.
What's going to happen is I'm going to say a word, and then you're going to say the first thing that makes you think of. And we're just going to go from that word and see how many steps it takes us to get to adultery sandwiches, the theme of the story that we just heard.
Oh, so it's kind of like 6 degrees of...
No, it's like word association.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I said that at the beginning.
Well, you kind of skirted around saying it.
Well, I didn't remember what it was called, but I wanted to say it.
Okay.
Okay, so should I start or should you?
You can start if you want.
I can start, yeah, that's fine. All right, so my word will be windmills.
Dragons.
Dragon tails.
Snails.
Soup.
Spoons.
Forks.
Cutlery.
Cutting meat.
Vegetarianism.
Flesh.
Bed.
Two people cheating on their spouses.
Bread.
Bread around two people cheating on their spouses.
Adultery sandwiches.
Adultery sandwiches. Whoa. Oh wow, that was a lot of steps, but the trend is so.
Yeah, it was, I think, pretty clear to follow what we were both thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, why don't you start this time?
Oh, we're going again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. River.
Stream.
Lake.
Creek.
Ocean.
Sea.
Ice.
Adultery sandwiches.
Yeah, that was a lot fewer steps that time.
Yeah, well, I feel like water, kind of like all rivers lead to the ocean, all water leads to adultery sandwiches. So.
That's true.
Yep. Well, Brian, this has been great. Again, I'm not going to tell you you have the job, but if you just want to let yourself out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll come back next week.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you. You can just open the door there.
I think it's stuck.
Oh.
Do you happen to have any high-powered magnets in here?
We do, actually. Oh.
I have a lot of metal in my pockets, so that's probably why the doors won't open.
Oh.
Well, I'll figure something out, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Well. Goodbye.
There we go.
Oh, good. Good. All right.
Okay.
Goodbye. Special thanks to Always Going Up for use of their story on this week's show. Special thanks to our interviewers, Cam Pappy Cam, A Box of Cereal, and Brian Dickman. Our theme music is by Dustin Jones. I am your host, Cameron Lindsay, and this has been The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. Keep the stories coming.